The DIY stuff in general, though, fits hand in hand with the early retirement or just frugal, simple living in general, just because, you know, plumbers and electricians and mechanics are $80 to $150 an hour. And if you can do any of that work yourself, that's a substantial savings.
Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. One thread I've seen with couples who are financially independent or well on their way is their do-it-yourself mindset. As you heard from Mike just now, the financial benefits can be huge. When you get estimates for car repairs or home projects, a big chunk is usually labor. Now, there are certainly times you want a licensed professional to take care of the work, but what if you could go and do some of the labor yourselves? How much money do you think you can save? What do you think you could do with that money? For Mike and his wife, Lauren, they found that a frugal and do-it-yourself lifestyle allowed them to do more of what they love and move them closer to financial independence. This DIY mentality started shortly after they got married.
I think maybe the month after we got married, we went up to Ohio to help Mike's cousin to renovate a house to sell. And so it was pretty much from packing things up to painting, and Mike flooring. Was drywalling and flooring. We kind of took over that project. So that was pretty serious that going on in our marriage.
We were there for a solid month.
Yeah.
Doing nothing but that.
While Mike had grown up building stuff, Lauren was a beginner.
My family has never really done things themselves. They always brought someone else in to do the work for them.
But that didn't stop her from picking up some skills.
Being with Mike, I learned pretty early on, we're going to do things ourselves, which is definitely a great learning experience for me because I don't find myself to be super talented or crafty in any way. So it's kind of fun to realize that if I push myself, and really if Mike pushes me, that I can do it. Why not?
Taking on projects themselves helped the two of them grow their net worth. Some of the money saved went towards retirement, but a chunk of it went for more immediate and personal goals, like travel.
It started when we went backpacking Europe, and those were our first videos we uploaded were 17 videos about our trip around Europe with just a backpack.
People responded to their videos and started asking questions.
When we got back, people were asking us, you know, how did you afford this trip? How could you leave work? And that's kind of how we got into the personal finance stuff.
Soon afterwards, the two began sharing their family projects like urban homesteading, woodworking, and saving for early retirement. Even with the little one now, Mike and Lauren have been traveling and exploring. Right now, they're building a mobile workshop for a cross-country trip. You might even be seeing them in your area soon. Special thanks to Mike and Lauren. If you want to catch up and see what they're up to, or just get tips on how to simplify your life and do more projects yourselves, please check out their site and YouTube channel. I'll have the links up in the show notes along with other resources. And thank you. Couple Money Podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. Every tweet, Facebook like, rating, and review gets the word out. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.